Hi, this is Shyamal Chandra for Long Tail News, Episode 4. We're going to talk today about Forza Horizon, Forza Motorsports, and many other racing games on the Xbox platform. So before I do that, let's talk about some the history of racing games in my life. So initially, I started playing racing games back in the 80s, around 87, 86, when the Buick had a racing game that was available on CDs and discs that ran on the old 286, 386. So I got hooked on those. And eventually I phased into PC gaming racing, where I played a lot of Need for Speed 1 all the way to the Road Rage games. And then I transitioned to Xbox platform, the original Xbox platform, where I had Project Gotham Racing. That was lots of fun because at that time that was state of the art, and there were lots of James Bond games at that time too. But the Project Gotham took quite a bit of time, you know, trying to finish up that game. And then all of a sudden the Forza Horizon and Forza Motorsports came to be in the Xbox 360 and Xbox One platforms, Xbox One X too, with the 4K output. So today I'm going to talk about Forza Motorsports 7. I played all the way from 5 to 7 on the Xbox One. Forza Horizon 5 I didn't finish. Forza Horizon 6 I'm still working on, and Forza Horizon 7 I got through most of it. But you know, if I make it very, very high difficulty level, then the drivatars that are being used by the developer are very difficult to beat. You cannot make one mistake while running as if they're human beings. And that causes all sorts of problems. And also you increase the fidelity by introducing manual transmission instead of automatic transmission. You include all sorts of facets like no anti-lock brakes. There's so many other things that make it very, very difficult when you're racing. Even on the old one, Forza Horizon 3, or Forza Motorsports 3, sorry, for Xbox 360. Why do I want to talk about this topic? Because racing in general has been mostly relegated to, you know, third person view or, you know, the cockpit view, and I think a lot of the new innovation that's being done by companies such as Sony PlayStation VR with their Gran Turismo VR is really interesting because not many people are doing that yet. And not many people have headset virtual reality goggles to do these things, you know. So that's going to be interesting. But I really enjoy these games. I really enjoy. They're very therapeutic. They're very, very, they're very therapeutic, and they help me, you know, just have a, you know, calm game where there's no violence, like Just Cause 4, or no intense focus necessary. I just change cruise down memory lane all the way from Midtown Madness on Windows platform to other things like Monster Truck Madness on Windows 98, 95. So these are all interesting games. Hopefully there'll be more additions to these games soon. I'm waiting for Forza Horizon, the next edition of Forza Horizon and Forza Motorsports, but we'll see how this develops over time. The developers, Xbox Studios now, are doing a lot of cool stuff, you know, and they've changed their name from Microsoft Studios to Xbox Studios, so it's really cool, and I'm really looking forward to playing these games in the future. They're all made with high fidelity content in the cars, the landscape and the terrain, all look very realistic. And all the details of the rain and the slipperiness and the puddles and the potholes are really done with lots of fidelity in mind, precision. But I've pretty much beaten or finished getting through all the levels of Forza Horizon. Not Forza Horizon, Forza Motorsport 7. But Forza Horizon is taking much more time. It's more difficult because it takes much more time to finish. But hopefully I'll get that done. And, you know, you can get through all the different levels of cars, all the way from the very simple cars, such as the ones that are entry-level cars, all the way to specialty motorsports cars, like the Ferrari Enzo and whatever they have, you know, at the highest level on these. So it's really cool. And on the other side, you have the Forza Horizon, which helps you do off-road stuff. And so that's really cool because you're going through fields of corn or wheat, you're hitting stuff, and you have to maintain balance while you're doing that. So this is a fun thing I like to do when I don't have I want to sit back and relax and not do something besides coding. I like to do this type of stuff for computer science. This is really fun stuff. It's a really good way to do meditation. Gaming, I think it feels like some sort of meditation when I have some free time. So I just wanted to tell you that. So this is Longtail News with Shyamal Chandra, Episode 4, Forza Motorsports and Horizon. All right, talk to you soon.